show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Shout out to everyone who had the foresight to take today and yesterday and next few days as annual leave.
4 days off, you get 11.
4 days off for 11, man.
Not bad.
It's bloody great, isn't it?
We were smart enough
and
to
then,
do it.
Isn't May Day just around the corner as well,
yeah,
too?
We've got three long weekends in a row. It's
so
a lot.
Good.
And then we'll have none for the rest of the year.
Yeah, downhill run.
So
to
make the most of it.
Christmas from then, guys. back together live April 26th. But for now, this is the Best of Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Thank you for downloading.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
I'm pretty sure a couple of policemen in their police vehicle this morning were sitting there rubbing their hands together and going, boys, got one because
fresh meat here.
we got one this morning. Let's get on the case because I did what I do multiple mornings, at least twice a week. I came out of my driveway. I drove about 10 meters down the road and I went, ah, crap. Did I shut the garage? So I did a Yui.
It's the worst.
And I went back past my house.
Yeah.
I looked at the garage. Couldn't quite see it because it was dark. So I did another Yui. Went back on that side of the road. Saw that the garage was closed.
Legal Yuis or legal Yuis?
No, they were legal.
These are legal
Yuis. But because I did so many in succession, it looked like I was doing very slow, very big doughies. Because I was just going in circles on the road.
Maybe they thought you were casing a joint.
Well, that's it. Because I didn't realize there were policemen that were kind of sitting at an intersection just past my house. And they've just sat there watching me do this weird big doughy in the street and thought, yeah, this is a dodge. This is a dodgy
I don't know
person.
If I'd refer to it as a doughy to me means that you're kind of like, do you know what I mean?
It was
like
a
you're losing
version.
The back wheels behind
drifting around.
Yeah, you weren't drifting.
No, I wasn't
you're
drifting.
Just going
very
slowly.
Much not.
It's more like a senior citizen going around a roundabout.
That's exactly what it looked like. But yeah, it would have looked like I was casing a joint. And so they've seen me and they've gone, yeah, this is dodgy. We're
really?
Gonna follow this person. And they obviously couldn't see me, because it's dark, my windows are tinted, they've just seen a car doing this weird thing in the middle of the street.
So did they lights you?
And no, they didn't lights me, but they started following me.
Okay.
And so when you've got cops on your tail, you start to feel guilty.
Oh, it's like that meme where you're the chihuahua with the pit bull behind you.
It was like, ooh. So I started doing all the things right, and I was indicating, and I would do that anyway, but I was like super aware. And these policemen followed me about, I reckon, 3Ks. They kept on my tail. And I think because they can check your number plate in the system and whatever
they can
else. So they're following me along and I was very self-conscious. I was feeling very on edge. And I get to a set of lights near work and I'm sitting at the lights and they pull up next to me. And I look over before they looked at me and you could see on their face they were like, who we got here?
What do we got?
Who we got
What's
here,
going
boys?
On?
And then they turn a look at me and I'm smiling at them. And all they would have seen is this blonde chick in a brightly colored heart,
love
you've
heart got a
dress.
Pink dress on with
in my
love hearts
reading
all over
glasses
it.
Sitting at the wheel. Guys, and they've just gone,
leave this one, boys. She's on the way to the library.
Yeah.
Drop some books off before opening time. Don't want that overdue fee.
There's a new website called Memo, which is the Australian ripoff of Cameo, where you can go and find different stars that you want. Yeah, that was
Gabby says
different people
stars
with
inverted commas,
where you can find people that you pay to get a personalized message from.
We did this.
We did.
We got the guy from Tiger King, not Joe Exotic. He's in jail. His husband, John.
One of his husbands, yeah.
The one with the, in Tiger King, he had you know, only half his teeth and no shirt on and lots of tattoos.
That was worthy of the money we spent on that. But all of the maths reality people have put themselves up on Memo. They were on Cameo previously, but Memo is Australian only. No one internationally is buying the videos for them. So it makes more sense.
The pool's a bit shallower. So
it is a little bit.
Wannabes are more likely to be selected.
Exactly. So I've got some of them and how much they charge for a personalized video written down, Cliffo. We're going to play a little game. It's very Price is Right. I'm Larry Emder, and you're going to go and predict how much they're charging, and I'll tell you higher or lower.
So we're gonna
start with the current season stars. They're all charging the same amount. So Holly, Celine, Matt, and Anthony are the ones that are on there already, and they're all charging the same. So throw me Celine.
Who did you say? Holly,
Matt,
Celine,
and Anthony.
Matt and Anthony. Matt, the lawyer guy. Oh my gosh! All right. $40.
Lower.
$20.
Higher.
$30.
Correct. All right, let's go back a few seasons.
$30.
I don't know if I'd pay thirty bucks
for Matt, the weird, creepy lawyer guy.
I'd go maybe 10.
Matt, the close talker. I don't think so.
Let's go, Jules and Cam, one of the only successful couples from the series. Together, they will do a video for you.
So you're getting two for the price of one.
Well, you're getting two for the price of two. So consider that when you go for your bid.
Well, if the other guys are going 30 solo, I'm just going to say 60 for Cam and Jules.
Way higher.
Okay. Well, they were a successful couple too. 110.
Higher.
180?
Lower.
150.
Correct.
Okay.
Well done. All right.
Wouldn't pay it.
Let's go to Bryce, the villain of the previous season, not the current one.
$0.
That's how much we would spend, yes. He's actually charging 40, though.
$40.
$40. And finally...
So one Bryce is like four or five Cam and Jules.
I know. NASA. Let's go NASA.
Oh,
he's
NASA.
Kept himself in the headlines since his season, like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
NASA Sultan. How much
if
do you reckon he's charging?
If he set his own price, he's probably up around the 100K mark.
Way lower.
He'd tell you he's worth it.
I don't think he's set his price. I think they've set it for him.
What was Bryce? $40?
Yeah.
NASA would be... 50?
Lower.
Really? 30?
Way lower.
He's not charging a tenner, is he?
Close. $15.
$15!
$15.
Hey, let's just buy one for shits and giggles.
The Voice does return Monday night, 7 p.m. on Channel 7 and 7 Plus, which is exciting stuff. Sonia Kruger, obviously fronting it yet again. I feel like she's everywhere at the moment, just came off Dancing with the Stars, going into Big Brother soon as well, but joining us to talk The Voice. How are you, Sonia?
Hey, Gabby. Hey, Cliffo. How you doing?
Really
I wish
great.
I was in Queensland for the holidays.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Yeah, we're not sitting up here, man.
We're living it up.
What's wrong with this picture? Why am I not there? What's wrong?
Good weather up here, too. Don't you worry about that.
Stop it.
We're a lot happier than Home and Away fans at the moment, Sonia. I don't know if you've seen the outcry, my friend, but you guys start on Monday at 7 p.m. So for one night only... Home and Away just has to take a hiatus. And I've seen this morning.
It's just one night.
500 people have signed a change.org position. Are you going to apologise to the Home and Away fans this morning, Sonia?
Yes, I will, because a lot of my rallies in Queensland are Home and Away fans. I'm talking to my auntie and uncle out at Ipswich right now, and they love Home and Away. I'm very sorry, but the Voice first episode is worth it. Let me tell you, it is worth it. Just tune in at 7 o'clock, and it's one of the biggest episodes I think I've ever seen, because it starts with the coaches performing.
Ooh.
And oh, good. Yeah, that's what it's
there is. Like, it's really weird, actually, because when I actually got to watch the first episode last night, I got a sneaky little preview sent through to me, and it's just, there are some incredible talents out there just walking amongst us in society. Like, these are not professional singers. They're not backup singers. They are people who work jobs, you know, that are tradies, that are jockeys, that are, you know, all walks of life. And they have a gift. And I love that, because I have no gift. I have no gift apart from basically opening a show and getting it to a commercial break. That is my gift.
I feel like you are definitely wrong there. You are becoming quite the fashion icon. That is quite a gift, Sonia. Your outfits are amazing for everything you do. Just coming off Dancing with the Stars, I was watching with bated breath every night to see what you'd walk out in. How long does it take you to get ready?
Well, Gabby, it takes days, frankly. At one point, somebody walked into my dressing room. They said, it actually takes six people to build you nowadays, doesn't it?
Like, not like Daryl Summers, mate. They just wheel him out of the freezer.
Well, you know, I mean, look, thank goodness for lighting is all I can say, because that's how you can tell the age of a television presenter by how many lights there are around. I wish I could take credit for the fashion. It's not me. There is a stylist who works on the show. She is incredible. My style, Gabby, is like Ugg boots. And if you could see me right now, you would not be that impressed, let me tell you that.
Gabby, on this, am I allowed to ask the creepy legs question that I... Okay.
Ask it.
Okay, so what I've noticed, Sonia Kruger, I mean, you have a fantastic set of pegs. Congratulations. But they very much shine. They glisten under the lights on Dancing with the Stars or whatever. Is that some sort of cream or some sort of oil? Is there some sort of...
Is there a baby oil expert out there?
Is there a leg lubrication happening?
There is self-tan. Let me get a plug in for Three Warriors because that is the self-tan of choice that I use, organic, Australian-made. And because like if I got my lily white legs out in the middle of winter, you know, it's not a good look, and so we use a lot of products, let me tell you. And most people do, you know, when you see people on Instagram and stuff and you go, wow, they've got incredible skin. It's probably, you know, a lot of products and a filter.
So that's right.
I can't wait for the day they can bring that into TV. Like there's a filter on on a television lens. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that was wiped away when they brought in high definition. I was fuming when that was happening.
I like
happening.
That whole, what you said there. You can work out the age of a TV presenter with the lights. It's like rings on a tree. Like how old's the tree?
Like rings around a tree.
How old's the TV presenter? Look, we got to wrap it up with The Voice. It does return 7 p.m. this Monday, Easter Monday, hosted by the beautiful Sonia Kruger. We always love having you on the show, Sonia. Good luck for the series and thanks for your time.
You too, guys.
I'm a dad. And being a dad came into play across the weekend for me. That's a weird thing to say. Anyone who's a dad, hopefully it came into play, like of young children. Every day. Yeah, but it was my son's birthday. And can I just take a quick opportunity to say thank you and well done to parents who have made complicated birthday cakes out there because God knows your kids aren't going to do it.
Hamish Blake, we're looking at you.
Hamish Blake does it every year.
Every year.
But you haven't got to be famous. Look, so many people are whipping open the Woman's Weekly cake book or whatever. Like I was fretting because my son, his favourite things, like he turned 3, so his favourite things are Lockie Wiggle. He loves Lockie Wiggle.
Oh, God.
And I thought, Jesus, how am I going to make a Lockie Wiggle?
Not going to happen.
He likes guitars. We've talked about that a lot.
That's not as bad. That'd be a bit easier. That'd be all right. You used to do one cake as the head and then another
Gabby
cake.
I didn't lining
as...
up
well, no one
to
asked.
Help make a cake.
No one asked.
Righto. I'll be noting down next year. Gabby's on the guitar cake, Charlie. And the other thing he loves is Bluey. But I made the Bluey cake last year and I was kind of burnt because it was so hard to make it. So this year, and being that he's only 3, he's quite into what dad says. Like he takes dad's word quite.
Doesn't he have his leaf blower and goes out
got
with you?
Got his little, when
loves
I'm blowing
following
the
dad.
Leaves, he's got the leaves blowing. He sort of follows daddy's, dad's little tool I see around the house. So I just started sort of a week before his birthday saying to him, how good are blue cakes with sprinkles? That's all I said. How good are blue cakes with sprinkles? And he's like, I love blue cakes with sprinkles. And about 2 days later, I went again, oh, you know what I could eat now? He's like, what? I said, oh, blue cake with sprinkles. So came time on Friday when Michelle, because his birthday party was yesterday. So on Friday when Michelle's like, what sort of cake should we make? He went, I want a blue cake with sprinkles.
You're like the mentalist.
I'm like, oh, for cakes.
Yeah. He's like, get the idea in his head.
The cake mentalist, mate. What a claim to fame. It was a very streaky weekend at the football.
Wasn't it?
Weekend just gone. We
haven't seen a streak in ages.
Two streakers in 2 days. Mm. If you're not across this, both of the streakers from the Saturday and Sunday night clash in the NRL have had their futures pretty much handed to them. Starting with, the more serious one, the Sunday afternoon, I was watching this game live, Sunday afternoon game, Sharks and Tigers. Bloke ran out with a flare.
A flare.
Like a bright orange emergency flare.
And fully clothed.
I thought he must have been a hardcore Tiger supporter because it was very like Tigers orange, the flare. Turns out he was actually a climate protester. He appeared in court yesterday.
Oh.
It's not the first time he's publicly demonstrated and been a bit of a nuisance. Oh. And the judge threw the book at him, threw him in jail for 3 months.
Whoa!
3 months, 90 days.
Oh, I didn't expect that at all.
90 days behind bars.
Oh, wow.
For streaking, like you said, fully clothed. So
more protesting then, I guess.
More pitch invasions.
Yeah.
People are saying streakers, but I remember back in the 90s, mate.
Streakers were naked.
The real streakers were naked as the day they were born. But old mate from the Sunday afternoon game, he's got jail time.
Wow.
The other one that generated a lot of talk was a woman who streaked on Saturday night. It was the Eels-Titans clash.
Again, not naked.
Not naked.
Jeans and a bra.
Jeans and a bra. So she took her top off, and she said yesterday she very nearly took her bra off but stopped herself. There was a lot of talk about her being tackled. She's cool about that. She said she deserved the tackle. She got what she deserved.
I'm glad she thinks that, because I do too.
I agree. She said it was always a bucket list thing, and her future's been handed to her. She's lost her boyfriend. He texted her on Sunday and just said, after hearing about this in the news, "You're an idiot and a disgrace. You're an absolute embarrassment. Don't try to contact me."
Oh, that's harsh.
It's very harsh.
Is that harsh?
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like,
I don't know.
It's
embarrassing, but
that's full on.
I mean, if Nev was running around and all that, you'd probably be pretty angry in the moment, the day after as well. So I don't know if you're still standing by this text, but you're picturing Nev streaking, aren't you?
I am.
You ever seen a streaker before?
No.
Would you like to?
Maybe.
Because I mean, wedding's coming up. June 26th
no,
is the big
dare.
Day.
Don't
I got a 50
dare.
In my pocket for the DJ if he's happy for an Eagle Rock. Eagle Rock Drop.
I've already banned that song.
Eagle Rock
it's
Drop.
It's banned.
I got a 50. Hey, Mr. DJ Man. I got a 50, brother.
Banned.
Gabby's always wanted to see a streaker. We are your Ed Sheeran radio station.
Keep listening to win tickets to see me next year.
On Hit.
This is my station.
While we are a station that gives away Ed Sheeran tickets, you'd think that maybe I could score a few by stealing them from the promotions cupboard. Not the case. I had to line up on the Frontier Touring and Ticketek websites yesterday like everyone else in order to purchase them.
Can we just clear that up for a second?
People just expect us people that we get free tickets.
Because you work on the radio, you get free tickets to stuff all the time. I've had old mates from high school reach out to me before. They're like,
oh, can
hey,
you get me some tickets?
Have you got an in to get tickets to Edge?
No in.
No, mate.
None.
I don't have an in for me. Let alone for you, person who I haven't spoken to in 20 years.
I know. So I had to do what everyone else had to do in order to buy tickets yesterday online. I had to get my logins ready, my credit card ready. I was in the waiting queue for a fair few minutes before I finally got through. And I've got Ed Sheeran, baby!
Oh, we're going.
I'm very excited. Suncorp on the 17th of February.
Is that the Friday night one?
Friday night, yes. So I'm very excited about that.
A second show on Saturday, the 18th of February next year.
Yeah, but that would mean I didn't have to take time off work, so.
Okay, cool.
No, I'm kidding. I won't take time off. But it was
We can run this ship without you.
It was a very stressful time, as it always is when you're trying to buy very popular tickets and you're in the lineup for quite some time and you're freaking out that you might not get them. But it wasn't just stressful for me. It was also stressful for both my sisters for different reasons. Okay. So I have a group chat with my sisters, Alex and Tiffany, and all three of us communicate in that a lot. And we just call it the sisters chat.
Nice.
And Alex was also trying to purchase tickets for herself.
Okay.
For the Sydney show. So we're both texting each other, stressing about buying tickets. Yeah. But she got them well before me and I was still sitting there waiting. And Tiff, who does not care to go to Ed Sheeran, was just getting all of these text messages and being annoyed by the buzzing phone.
So 1:33 and a third was not invested.
Not invested.
At all.
So we shouldn't have been in the group chat, but we were.
Subjected to the phone going.
Exactly.
Right.
So Tiff was actually sitting at lunch, I'm pretty sure on a date, and her phone was buzzing and she was trying to ignore it and obviously getting mad at us in the meantime. But it was at one moment when she did look down that she flipped. She freaked out because her phone's buzzing. She has no idea why. It won't stop buzzing. Messages are just flowing through. And she looked at her watch, which comes up with her text notifications.
Yeah.
And her watch said, and it was from me, saying, "I've been in line for Ed for 10 minutes now," with a sad face.
Okay.
Tiffany read that as, "I've been in line for ED for 10 minutes now." And she's like,
Oh my God, that's an emergency! Yeah, it's an emergency. It's a ticketing emergency.
No.
Hit Breakfast Show.